going to go ahead and start this. We're lacking one person for. Hello? We're lacking one person before we have the quorum. We're going to start our business. And that last person gets here will go. Because we have our election supervisor here tonight, Michael Sanchez, and I'm going to go ahead and let him speak. And we'll begin with that.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Michael Sanchez. For those of you that I haven't met, I've met a few people there at the radio station, a lot of new faces here this evening. I'm the local election supervisor. It is my job to run a clean and fair and open and transparent election as possible. And I'm doing everything within my power at this point to make sure that things are run that way. Already I've been able to read my predecessor's report. I've been able to identify some of the problems that were indicated in those reports. It's an interesting read. I think there's a few added characters that might make for an interesting movie at some point. But nevertheless, that being said, there are quite a few things that I have been able to anticipate and identify. I've been able to concentrate things for those things to become my responsibility. So if anyone has any questions concerning any of the election processes, any type of irregularity or anything, they will be coming to me. So in essence, that's one way for me to guarantee that the process of the election, including the nomination period, the posting of things onto a website, anything, any variable that could come into play, I'm bringing into my area. So that way it's ensured that these things are done by the book. For those that don't know, the entire election, because here at KPFK we are in fund drive mode, and it's been kind of a little pain to get some of the programmers. It's difficult because the programmers are in a mindset right now to raise funds for the station. That's the most important part. But one of the problems is that if you take 5 or 10 minutes away, it sort of breaks the momentum. And this was one of the things that I mentioned to the National Election Supervisor, that the programmers are currently inundated. Yes, the elections are crucial. And that's what I say in my commercials, in my promos that come run on the radio station. But at the same time, I can see what happens if we pulled away, made the programmers go into that mode. So for the moment, what the election supervisor, the National Election Supervisor, went to the board and said, yeah, let's push everything back by 2 weeks. Therefore, even if the fund drive is pushed back, we still have an adequate amount of time to properly take care of promoting it, to put together the election tutorials. I'm in the process of right now. That's the only thing right now that I'm a day behind is putting together an election tutorial that I'm going to record probably within the next day that will start airing on those programmer stations that don't feel confident enough to sit, to read all the information, and then you either do it ad lib or to read a script. The script was provided by the national office. I haven't given out too many of those, but I'm doing it both ways. I'm going to make it as easy as possible for those programmers who may not want to, they may not be into it as much, to air a regular 15-minute recorded informational spot. And that's what I'm doing at this point.
15 minutes?
Yes, it's required. What's required by the national board was the directive that Grace required 15 minutes per week, and it's going to be documented. I've got the station logs, a station programming guide, and I'm marking which programs have already done it. I've appeared already in Spanish on one of the local programs, and everything worked out great there. So if there are any of the programmers who want me to appear, I've already indicated to the producers, the senior producers of KPFK, that I would be happy to show up on anyone's program in order to explain the situation, answer questions. If people want to take phone calls, I'd be happy to take phone calls as well. So that's what I'm doing in this point, at this point in the nomination period, to help those things along. So the rough schedule at this point, if I can just start with that for a moment, it's been pushed back. The official ending of the nomination period right now is July 15th. So all those candidates who are interested in running for local station board must have all their paperwork into me by the 15th in order to qualify. And I'll be obviously checking all the lists and the numbers and everything else to make sure that your paperwork goes okay. All candidates at that point will be scheduling time for all the candidates to record their one-minute promotional spots, and those will start running on an equal basis as per the bylaws, and I'll be checking the logs to make sure that that goes by the book as well. The date for the ballots to be mailed out to all the listener members has been pushed back. Everything has been pushed back by 2 weeks.
For all stations? Or just
For us, I believe that's for all stations as well. I believe that it was a national decision. So our current date for ballots to be mailed out is August 29th. Between that time, the day immediately after the fund drive ends, myself and Terry Guy will be going through those membership lists that will be eliminating all of the duplicates, all of the errors, all the questions involved. And it's going to take me basically about two to three days turnaround is what we're estimating to make sure that all those things are taken care of. We're going to be taking care of the staff list, the volunteer list, all the lists that need to be taken care of. I will be undertaking once the fund drive is over. So that's one of the other items that I will be taking care of. On October 10th is when the campaign will officially end. October 10th is on a Saturday. So it gives people one last chance. We can do one last push at a community center or whatever it takes if those people still need time to do one last push. But we basically opened up for one last Saturday. And October 14th, all the ballots that are out must be mailed in and received at the radio station via U.S. mail, or if somebody wants to drop it off. It has to be received no later than midnight, October 14th. And then we start the ballot counting process. If the election meets quorum, it will be certified on the 15th of November. So that's basically where things are at this point. Yes, question?
Do you know when the fall fund drive is going to be? Because the on-air presence is right around the time that the election cutoff date is going to be more important than it is now, and if they're scheduled opposite each other.
That's a very good question, and I don't have the answer to when the fall fund drive.
It would be real nice if you could schedule with the manager at least a month or two in advance when you're going to get that heavy saturation of the statements, and particularly the forums, because given the financial problems that all the stations are having, they may be shifting things around.
I think if you're
locked and loaded well in advance.
Yeah, I think the forums will basically be starting early. The way I haven't had a chance to schedule it in, but on my rough timesheet, we're probably going to go with forums in August. So they'll start within that time period. Once again, checking to make sure. Ali?
Our fall fund drives are usually in October.
Okay.
Before we go to questions, we have a forum now. Can I call this order, meeting to order, and take the roll?
Okay.
So welcome, everybody. Just want to say that Chris, the vice chair, he's going to act as my sergeant in arms. So if we have a problem, he's going to be the strong man. Okay. All right, Greg Theron. Dave Adels.
Here.
Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Hello. Aline, Yolanda Anguiano, if you ask for an excused absence. Chris Condon.
Here.
Israel Peeler.
Here.
Jan Goodman. Ian Johnstone. Rafina Juarez.
Presente.
Chris Lawton.
Presente.
Ali Lipson.
Presente.
Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Reza Ford.
Present.
Margaret Prescott asked for excuse absence. Leslie Radford.
I'm over here.
Rico Ross.
Here.
on the button. Donna Warren asks for an excused absence. Yosha Manaka?
Here.
And Lamont Yakey also asked for an excused absence. Okay, before I go, I would like a timekeeper. Anybody willing to take time?
I'll do it. Question?
Yes.
So would you like me to notify how far in advance of the end of an item do you want notice? And also, am I going to be keeping time for individual speakers?
Yeah, I will let you know what the time period is for each.
But I mean, do you want those 5 minutes?
No, 40 minutes.
So you can wrap things up, or do you just want to know?
Yeah, a minute, no.
Okay. And then speakers? 2 minutes?
2 minutes for speakers.
Yeah. Does anybody have a watch for the sweep second? I don't have a sweep second.
I think I could do it with the left.
Okay. I knew.
Okay. I want to make a motion for excused absences.
Second.
Okay. Any objections to excused absences?
Could you bring me name?
Okay. Excused absences are Shana Gluck, Margaret Prescott, Donna Warren, and Lamont Yee. Yolanda and Young. Yeah. Any objections to these people being excused?
No.
Okay. All right. You can continue.
Okay, thank you.
And you can give them 10 minutes left.
Okay.
Let's start with a question then, first of all.
What email address to contact you during the campaign period?
Okay. My official email, I'll give you, first of all, my business number there at the radio station is 818-985-2711, and I'm at extension 605. And for those who want to contact me by email, that would be election@kpfk.org.
Yeah, I was giving an answer to Dave's inquiry. Last year, our fall fund drive was September, though we did have a mini fund drive in August.
Okay. Any plans for anything like that this time around? No.
Well, you know, looking at where this fund drive is now, it's not unlikely that we might do a mini one-week drive when we get to stay in the black.
Okay. We'll try to coordinate the forum, the listener forum, so it happens before that time, because it will affect a lot of time. Handle here first.
The date for the ballot, they have to be received at the station or postmarked, or just
they have to be received. They have to be in our hand no later than, most of the mail will come in that afternoon on October 14th. But if they come in into the lobby and drop their ballot off before the close, it would be October 14th.
Okay.
That is the hard.
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's when everything else has to be in. Yes. Good question.
I have two questions about reaching the electorate. I thought that it would be a good idea to have blog sites either at the KPFK website or linked to it, where any candidate can post basically whatever they want, pictures, some documents of longer statements, something that is not subject to space limitation.
Mm.
And I was wondering if Allie and Jonathan might speak to the feasibility of that.
We're hoping to have all of the election stuff hooked on the Pacifica site, so hopefully that will be fully administered by the Pacifica national web.
Can a candidate post stuff?
That would be up to them if they want to create, allow candidates to have accounts where they can post what they want. We're just trying to make everything centralized for all the elections on one site, on the Pacifica.org site. So we might follow up with John Almella or Otis Clay about that.
And then question number two, will candidates be allowed access to the email lists to send out emails to the electorate?
At this point, I'm going to say that I believe the answer is yes. I will have to confirm on it, but I believe that the answer is yes.
So if we wanted to design a one-page email flyer for that purpose?
Yes. Okay, there was a question over here.
In the bylaw, it states that candidates could, as part of this statement on the website, that they could post it, or pictures could be posted of candidates. I know last time that wasn't done, I think, during the first election, was done. Is that going to be?
I believe, I'm not familiar with the mechanics of the Pacifica website. I will contact Les and Otis tomorrow about that. I haven't seen...
Well, I'm not just referring to the Pacifica website. I'm also referring to the KPFK website.
Okay, everything this time around is going to be centrally located, and it will go to the Pacific. Everything is going to go funneled into that one site. At this point, when you click the download here, or when you go for more information, everything has been funneled up to the Pacifica. Right now, unfortunately, it's showing all of the previous election candidates at this point.
So, like this is allowed to be more specific.
Mm-hmm.
Doing your job, receiving the statements,
yes,
and also coordinating with that elector, and the first election, the election supervisor had a candidate,
mm-hmm,
and we would ask the candidates if the candidates wanted to take pictures to put in the statement.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to write that down. Okay, because at this point...
That's more specific.
Okay. If you don't mind, there's a couple of people that have walked in. Do you mind if I repeat my opening statement?
No.
Because he walked in late. There's a few other people that walked in late. What I've done, okay, for all members again, I have read my predecessor's full report. I've identified major problems. One of those problems was that too many things were given to other people and problems were ensuing. Okay, I'm not, per se, a webmaster, but I've taken over the posting of all candidate statements, any type of information. But I do not have a specific answer whether or not photographs will be posted. I would have to check with the National Pacifica website webmaster in order to give you an answer to that. I didn't see any photographs on the candidate statements from the previous election.
Okay, so there has been, and it's just to be more specific, I'm referring to the Fair Campaign Commission, which if Joe candidate, Joe listener, wants to run as a candidate and doesn't have saving on the kind of cloud or kind of access that say a great will have, then
So what you're specifically asking is if, like, we have a camera at the station to take their photographs?
It's optional.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You know.
Because I don't have a camera, so I can't.
I'll buy them. I'll donate it to the station.
Okay, good. Okay, but I cannot... Okay. Again... Since I'm not the webmaster of the Pacifica site, I do not know whether or not we're going to be able to post photographs. I cannot give you a specific answer.
But you have wide latitude.
I will, yes.
You have a lot of
I will go and I will answer that question. I will ask and I'll get a definite answer on that. But yes.
There's 3 minutes left.
Okay. Question?
Yeah, Michael. I'm Leslie, by the way. You have the option in the under the bylaws of putting together a listener election committee.
Yes.
I know some of the other stations will be doing that. Will we be doing that here?
Yes. It's one of the things I intend on doing. If you would like to give me any information that would be most helpful in forming those committees, I would be completely honest with you because this is one of the areas where I'm a little weak on this point because I'm doing all the other things. I'm assuming the recordings and everything else. So. If you can be helpful, if you want to send me an email at to the radio station or call me at extension 605, and we can discuss that further. But yes, I'm going to need a little help as far as also locating locations where we can have the listeners come for the pre-membership to sign the petition, and then afterwards for the town hall. I've got a few locations in mind right now, but I haven't received any confirmations on them. So if any of you have any ideas as to where we can hold the membership, the list, the petition signing parties beforehand, or the town hall meetings, please see me or send me an email or call me at the station extension 605. And I'll also have a list of people I'll be calling because, yes, as I said before, I'm taking care of it all here. So, yeah, it's one of the things I got to get to. Any other questions? Yes, Sean.
Just three quick ones. What was the date, again, on the ballots going out?
The ballots will be mailed out on August 29th.
August 29th, yes. Okay. And you are producing a card for programmers that don't want to deal with script. You're going to literally produce a card that you can put on their show. And, okay.
Yes. I'm going through the script right now and making a few corrections for myself.
And you were right because the deadline that less extended was national.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Having gone over the materials and past supervisors, are there any key points that stand out, things that you're concerned about, you want to avoid, if you want to innovate, anything that stands out other than the routine that we've had in the past?
Well, the one thing that concerns me most is the list and the conflicts, missing ballots that are going to go to a wrong address. And it's something that in the future that I will be making an attempt to correct. But that seems to me, for the most part, to be the thing that I'm most concerned about at this point. A lot of other things I've already taken care of. Yes?
The thing I was always most concerned about was ballots arriving on August 20th that are due essentially 2 months later, and I'm hoping that there'll be heavy promotion right around the time the ballots arrive so that people will have heard enough to be able to cast their ballot without waiting a month.
One of the things that I've been given leeway in is to put together as many cards and to promote this election, because this election is crucial. We have to meet for them, and all of the other issues. I'm sure all the board knows about this. But it's my job to make sure that everything runs smoothly, we have an adequate amount of people, and that's my time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to
point of permission. Am I doing timekeeping or?
I'm happy to you.
Okay, you'd like to do timekeeping?
Now, how much time are we giving?
2 minutes. Okay, we're going to review the minutes now. We've got 10 minutes on 40 minutes.
Chair, I have a correction to the minutes of the
phone. Okay, what is it?
I believe Shanghai Kemper's name is Mr. Bell. All
right, but yeah, up
yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I move to approve the minutes with that small correction.
No, I have other corrections.
Yeah, there are.
I got one too.
All right, Grace, what is it?
Okay, in the first section, members excused, it should be excused, colon, and Yolanda is spelled Yolanda.
Should note that I was an unexcused absent.
Well,
why did I make
it? There was
no reason to.
Okay, yeah, and they were excused.
No, unexcused.
Unexcused.
Just absent. Okay, fine. Dave Ailton was absent.
Anything else?
Can we have a minute to read it over?
Sure.
We have a bit of here. I have a question for our senior members, or perhaps Terry Goodman, since Dave mentioned that his name wasn't listed. Is it normal for the minutes to list those not present? It's none of this. It says here there's members excused, but there are also members that were not present that aren't listed.
Yes, the absences should be listed.
They should be listed?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Do you hear that?
Sure.
Yeah. Chair, do you want me to ask the members in the approved version?
Yeah, I do.
All right, I will.
Go figure.
Question?
Yes.
Of the secretary, I guess, in the middle of the page, program in the Oversight Committee, not in the motion by the last Bradford. The list of names, of members there, it didn't say what that list signifies to me. It's not a list of yes or no or anything. What
after
is
each name, there's an N or a Y.
Well, the end of the Y.
Or
okay,
A.
Fine, I'm just glad that. You're right. Thank you.
And then at the bottom, it says,
right,
summary.
Right, I saw that, right. And we need names. Thank you.
Couple minor corrections. I believe internship is spelled with an E after N. And that's toward the bottom of the page, third line from the bottom of the page. And also there's on second paragraph from the end, referred is spelled wrong. It's basically a typo, I guess.
I'll check
it
here.
Looks pretty good otherwise, don't
it? Yeah, no. Well done.
Allowing on the next one, Sean Casey O'Brien. Should have two L's.
Yeah. Anybody else?
That's all I see.
All right, I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Move to approve as amended.
Oh, where's that?
CND report.
Yeah, it's LAVARN.
Yeah, no E on the end, and it's there's no E's at all. It's all A's. LaVarn. And the V is capitalized.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, will someone make a motion to approve?
So moved. I actually would like to ask a question at the meeting before we approve it. What does it mean to say 15% to 20% improved programming?
Okay. I'll explain that. We can correct that also. Okay. I'll explain. It should be corrected.
Well, it is a quote from the...
I never said that. I said that I estimate that a 15 to 20% improvement in revenue could be should be able to be seen as functionality is improved at WBAI and an added 15 to 20% improvement in revenue after programming is improved at that station.
Meaningful difference.
Got to speak up, guys.
So can the minutes be amended to reflect the original intention?
I think I remember hearing the actual words there, and the secretary says that's from the audio.
Yeah, I never said that.
I think the board's job here is to come up with an approved minute, even if they didn't say it.
Yeah.
15 to 20% improved functionality, or you've seen at WBI, 15 to 20% improved revenue after programming improvement. I'm sorry. 15 to 20% improved functionality is seen at WBI, comma. 15 to 20% improved improvements in revenue after programming is also improved.
No, I never said that. Not been a 15 to 20% improvement in functionality at WBAI. That's not true. And I never said that.
I move to amend the minutes to reflect that the IED intended that a 15 to 20% increase in revenue can be achieved with improved functionality, and an additional 15 to 20% increase in revenue is expected to accompany improved program.
I'd be very happy to put that in the approved version.
Okay. Can we have a second on the two roll minutes?
Second.
Thank you.
Move to approve the minutes as amended.
What? Are there any objections to approval of the minutes?
As amended.
There are no objections. The minutes are approved. All right, we forgot to put approval of the agenda on here, and we have to do that. So,
move to approve the agenda submitted.
Pardon me?
Let's amend the agenda to include improving the agenda.
How much time would you like to do? Sure.
5 minutes. That was 5 minutes for us.
I think that there are three matters that should be put on the agenda for this evening. One, the formation of an elections committee. Two, the stipend for the secretary, which was postponed from last meeting. And the three is a question of whether we currently have vacancies on the board.
Well, we
I think that all those, I think that the stipend for the secretary should go in unfinished business, because we really need to get on this. It's been a long time, and the question of vacancies on the board, that might be, and elections, those are both new business, but, Steve, that's just my opinion. Does anyone else have any comment on about where they belong on the agenda?
I thought those were from the Finance Committee now, right?
The Finance Committee didn't act on it.
Didn't.
No.
We won't know that cover
in the report. I thought maybe.
Well, I was told. Did the Finance Committee act on it?
The Finance Committee. We didn't even talk about it.
Well, then maybe we should put that somewhere under old business, huh?
Unfinished business.
Israel. Yeah, in terms of vacancies on the board, the larger issue is the need for an accurate accounting survey of attendance, excused and unexcused, because it's pretty bad on some of the committees as well as the board.
In order.
As to who really is active on the board.
Yeah, well, this is on the agenda. We're not
discussing the merits of this.
I'm not discussing the merits. I'm saying the issue is broader than merely vacancy. It's broader than that.
I move that we accept the agenda as it is.
Second.
Wait a second. As is or
as is? No, with nothing. As is. Boom.
Bring it up in governance. The next agenda.
Okay, Dave.
I've been second.
It
was point of order. The motion to accept the agenda has already been made, but it's still open for amendment until the debate closes as far as I know. So, I think the issue that Israel raised can be handled in the governance committee report as a motion that will probably get referred to governance. And so I just move with respect to the other issues to add 10 minutes to unfinished business. Because right now it's zero. To make 10 minutes for unfinished business. Any unfinished business.
Wait a minute. Is that a substitute motion?
No, I'm moving to amend.
But she's making an amendment.
An amendment. Do that.
Okay.
Moving to amend to add 10 minutes for unfinished business.
Yeah, but you're not. There's a motion on the floor.
Yeah, there's a motion on the floor. We should vote. We should just vote.
First of all, as a point of order, the chair recognizes people to speak. Secondly, when a motion's on the floor, it's available for amendment. The debate had not been closed. We were not at time. I'm suggesting
amendment. According to the parliamentarian, when there is a motion on the floor, it can be amended.
So let's vote on the amendment.
Okay. All right. All in favor of Dave's amendment?
What is it?
Yeah.
Add 10 minutes for unfinished business.
All in favor?
10 minutes.
Whose hand bill? Approving the agenda.
Opposed?
It's an amendment. Okay, it's now approved to add 10 minutes.
Please record the tally.
Okay, raise your hands again. Four.
In favor of adding 10 minutes.
We're voting for it.
Same thing. We're adding 10 minutes to the agenda for the unfinished business to cover the Finance Committee's not having paid the secretary. Apparently so. 10 minutes, maybe.
Folks, bring up the journal.
Can I have all in favor of this?
Yes.
Yeah, one more.
I'm trying to count. I didn't count.
8, 9 in favor. Opposed. 1 opposed. Abstentions. 3.
Okay.
Good time.
Hi. If there's time on this item, do you want to spend any time for this item?
So we're going to vote to approve the agenda?
As amended.
And that just adds 10 minutes to
without objection.
Any objections? That 10 minutes on Senate
approving the agenda.
Just approving the agenda.
Yes, I have a question. Right now, my copy says item 8, unfinished business, 0 minutes.
We're putting 10 minutes in.
Now, 10 minutes?
We amended that.
Here we go.
There's no objection. The approved amended agenda is approved.
We've dealt with the election supervisor. So,
yeah, where are we at?
Public comment.
Okay, now I'm going to take, we're going to go for the public comment. 10 minutes for the public comment. Any questions?
This member is standing for public comment.
We got some public.
Fill the space too.
Yeah, it'll probably be addressed when you hear the P&B report, but that P&B passed a resolution requesting that the LSEs report on what they're doing with respect to making sure the programming is happening in a fair and respectful manner and what they're doing with regard to CAS and stuff. So if the LSE cannot write a report, as I expect it can't, you should at least make sure that you authorize the chair to prepare a report for the P&B, consolidating reports of the various involved committees in order to report history and status on those items that will be mentioned by a director during the P&B report.
Point of information, Chair. May I just remind the public that it has been decided that there would be 2 minutes per person to speak, so I want you to know that so that you don't feel cut off.
The total time is 30 minutes?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
The total time.
The total time for this minutes. Section right here is 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
But each person, when you talk, you have 2 minutes to speak.
Thank you.
Yes, hi. My name is Luis Garcia.
Okay.
I'm going to run for the board, but this question is very important to me. I just donated 3 hours volunteer time to be a member again and to run. So my question is, will that count as membership?
Yes, sir. Yes, it does. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for running.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Michael and I had that question this afternoon. Carrie, do you know if the updated version of the bylaws, an earlier version of the bylaws, it said that fund drive volunteering does not count toward the volunteer membership? Was that changed?
No. The exclusion for phone room telephone support is for qualification and hours for staff
wise.
Right.
It does count for loose responsibility.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Thank you, Terry. You don't become unpaid staff by doing 30 hours.
Okay, Lawrence?
Yeah, that's kind of outrageous. If that's the case, that volunteers come in, which you get the most volunteers at that time to become members, they don't know that they're just working there for staff hours, but not to become members. I mean,
they do qualify. Cool.
They qualify.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
I just wanted to make sure that whatever public comment time is then used, it gets banked, right?
It gets what?
It gets banked back to public comment.
Yes.
I have a question. My name is Tia, like Tia Maria.
Okay.
And actually my question comes off of this gentleman's question because I didn't know I could become a member by volunteering. I thought I had to become a member by paying a minimum amount of money of $25. So, as being a woman who works in marketing, who listens to the station night and day, I would like to ask that that be broadcast. I have never heard that. Okay, then broadcast it more. Because I still haven't heard it. And I'm reading that site and everything every single day. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, the LSB can't do anything micromanaging about programming, but it is something that some programmers have in the past, at least.
The main cards that Mike is doing to include that information.
Yeah.
Never
and
heard.
Well, if people
point
can't
of order,
either one.
Could the chair please make sure that nobody speaks unless recognized by the chair?
Like he
just
did.
Point of order.
Could
that be
broadcast in Spanish
stations too? We just recorded the Spanish card, and I don't have the copy in front of me. It was just recorded, so I'll listen to it. If you want to, again, email me, and I'll give you an answer as soon. I believe it is on the copy. What happened was the recording went 107. And it was set up and edited down to a minute. I don't know if anything was deleted or not when I heard it.
But
so
I think
I'll refer
the
back.
Had a good suggestion.
Yeah.
So
yes. Yes.
Whatever else we're saying, that's very important.
Yes.
For the
yes.
Business.
Been noted here. So
thank you.
Noted.
Crazy.
There's also another way you can become a member without paying $25, and that is to request a fee waiver form. And when you fill out the fee waiver, then you can get membership as well without paying or volunteering. So you have to swear to a couple things on there. But that also should be in the cart because it is a valid legal way that was passed by the board in order to
people
in jail.
Gain membership.
It would have to, the regular cart would have to be entirely re-recorded again in order to include it. I can't.
Instead, one third way.
Okay.
And
I
you're disenfranchising people who can't afford either to work or to pay. If they don't even know that they can get a waiver, that should be part of the.
We're still in fund drive too, right? They have people pitching on air live.
It should be on the form or whatever.
It's on this form.
It's on the yellow sheet.
Corrected, that is. May I have the board's permission to pass the flyers that I printed up that are going to be distributed?
Sure.
I'll give one flyer to each of the members, and all of the information is on that particular flyer. What's difficult is putting in a 60-second cart all of the information and making it as coherent as possible. So the part about the waiver was not included because I was reading a copy that was provided to me. So I, at that point, I did not question it. I was not aware of it.
The National Election Supervisor?
Okay, well, we're moving on to standing committee reports.
Can we please come to order?
They squeezed it into 1 minute. I don't think they.
Apparently, the answer is no.
No, the answer is no. We can't come to order.
Hey, guys,
come on, let's come to order. We're moving along, please.
Okay, we're going to start with the Finance Committee.
Okay.
And that's 10 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
You can do it.
I'm Rhonda Dixon, and
can we please have it quiet while she's giving the report, please? And then you can ask the questions when she's through.
The Finance Committee met on June 11th, and we were supposed to meet at 1 o'clock. The meeting started at 2. There was a comment made by Israel that we should try to have more people. The people that were there were Doug, John Winger, Marla Bernstein, Terry Goodman, Jonathan Alexander, Ali Lexa, and Israel. Summer Reed I don't think we had a quorum. I'm not quite sure. I don't have the list of all the Finance Committee members, but do we have a quorum? We had a quorum. So we called the meeting to order at 2 o'clock.
they gave me a little bit of background information because I'm new about what's going on with WBAI and like that. And we started to discuss the budget. There was a couple of items that were a little bit high in the budget, which was maintenance items. So we started to discuss the air conditioning units, and that apparently about four of those units need to be replaced, at least four of them. And so then we tried to discuss looking into different alternatives to replace those units that would be more green, you know, in line with the green initiative. So we made a couple of motions, one of which was that we wanted to bring to the committee that had to do with the air conditioning unit and the heating unit. One of the motions was, whereas the Finance Committee has learned that major expenses will be forthcoming to fix air conditioning problems, the Finance Committee resolved that KPFK prepare a request for proposal for the solarization of KPFK's electrical power, including various governmental rebates, subsidies, etc. Okay. The motion was, whereas the Finance Committee has learned that major expenses will be forthcoming to fix air conditioning problems, the Finance Committee resolved that KPFK prepare a request for proposal for the solarization of KPFK's electrical power, including various governmental rebates, subsidies, etc. So, and so should we vote on that?
Yes, okay, and you, oh, you then present that as a motion.
Okay. So.
Did you get that, Mr. Secretary?
Yeah.
So that's what you do, is you present it as a motion.
Okay. Okay, so we're making a motion, presenting a motion that whereas the Finance Committee has learned that major expenses will be forthcoming to fix air conditioning problems, the Finance Committee resolved that KPFK prepare a request for proposal for the solarization of KPFK's electrical power. Yes.
Second
amendment. It's from a committee.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I'm going to speak against it because it seems to me that doing that sort of thing is a management function. The board can make a recommendation on that. I mean, I think it's a great idea, but it's basically the LSP isn't the body that's in a position to mandate that the manager execute things like that. So if it could be reworded to say we recommend that the manager
for the request.
Yeah, the LSP or
recommend
as okay. opposed to, because the Finance yeah. Committee nor the LSP have the executive power.
Very good.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to ask Vonda directly this question. Given that we don't have a development person at the station right now, is your committee prepared to help with some of that research, and could we make that offer in the motion if you are? If you're not, and we need to address the research for grant writing because we have no one at the station right now who does that work.
So this is the reason it's a management function. The manager should decide. I mean, the manager is perfectly able to solicit help if he wants help in that, but this is
I agree, and I'm just suggesting that the offer be on the table if we have those skills here. And I don't know if we do or not.
As a point of order, so did we approve without objection the amendment to the
question?
I don't think the question is asked.
Both of these are separate issues, and they should be presented in separate motions. So.
Well, mine is only a point of information at this point. I am just looking to see if on this body we have the skill set to offer our assistance to management to research and prepare some of these grants.
Well, we're not actually talking about a grant, and I did approach Blueberry. Right. He's done a lot of the research. He's just going to be presenting that research to us. He's actually been putting
okay. That's what
the point of information, a request for proposals means that people send us a proposal to tell us how they would do it. We don't. We are putting out a proposal to solicit grants.
I absolutely understand that.
Okay.
Part of this was about tying this in with the Green Initiative.
that's coming down the pike and some of that green money, if I heard it correctly.
Well, researching the availability.
Yes, and I was just trying not to put a burden on management if the skill set was not there, but you tell me if Uber has it. So that answers my question. Thank you.
So just as a point of order, I guess I made a motion to
right.
to amend the language to say the LSB recommends that KPFK management, et cetera.
I right. second his motion.
I call all pending questions.
Okay. Any objections to his motion?
Will the secretary read the motion as it is not? We have it.
Whereas the finance committee has learned that major expenses will be forthcoming to fix air conditioning problems, the finance committee recommends that KPFK prepare a request for proposal for the acceleration of KPFK's electrical power.
It should say the LSB recommends that KPFK manager.
Yeah.
LSB recommends. Okay. The LSB recommends KPFK prepare a request for proposal.
KPFK manager.
KPFK.
Okay, including various governmental rebates, subsidies, et cetera.
There are no objections. The motion is passed.
Okay.
The question about the finance committee. Have you guys, what's the relationship of you guys to the budget, the budgeting process for this year? I know that in terms of the calendar, it's supposed to get to the first draft is supposed to get to the National Finance Committee, what, in July? So have you guys, and my understanding is that the manager usually starts work on it after the spring fund drive, and I don't know what input the Finance Committee had in that process or if they've had any chance to review the budget numbers. But
you're
where
talking
are
about the budget numbers?
Yeah, where are we in terms of the...
That's included in the general manager's report. But
I mean the Finance Committee, I'm asking the Finance Committee what there's been in their involvement in the budgeting process so far, and are you on target to meet the budget timeline?
You want to finish your report?
I thought you were done. I'm sorry. Please excuse me.
My understanding is the budget has not been completed yet, and we're going to get to that. The July 16th meeting that we have at 7 p.m., we're going to open the public comment regarding the budget, which we hope will be done by then and supposed to be done by then. So at this point in time, it has not been completed, so we don't have a draft of it to review. There is, in the report, it says it will be due by June 18th, so hopefully we'll have it done. We have another motion that we were going to make regarding the air conditioning using a non-freon based system. So
I think management can deal with that.
And that's another amendment. Okay. That's pretty much it. We just want to announce the next meeting is July 16th at 7 p.m. and we'll be opening that meeting to public comment regarding the budget.
What time will that?
7 p.m. on July 16th.
And that's
Yes.
That's great, July. And that's in the budget meeting?
Yes. Well, it's going to be a finance committee meeting that we're going to discuss the budget.
Are you complete with your report now?
Yes, I am.
Any other questions? We are time now. Okay.
We'll extend by 3 minutes.
We'll extend by 3 minutes.
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending by 3 minutes?
So the thing I'm concerned about is the input of the LSB into the budget priorities, because what ends up happening is the budget gets created and then they say, here's your budget, and it's done a couple weeks before it's due up at National, and so the LSB input into that process is continuously a pro forma kind of thing, as opposed to being substantive. And I know you're new, so you have no way of knowing all this. But we had talked earlier in the year, the LSB holding, about the Finance Committee holding two meetings, one at a time when the staff could be there to give their inputs into their budget priorities, and another when the public and the LSB could. And from what I'm hearing, no process has occurred by which any LSB input into budget priorities has happened. Now, as is usually the case, you say, well, we're under exigent circumstances, the budget's tight, we can't do anything, blah, blah, blah. But, you say it's going to be in the manager's report, but it would be nice for the LSB at some point to make some meaningful input. And it just seems like maybe what we should do is what we've done in the past month this year, but maybe start right now. I mean, I won't be on this body next year, but it would be nice if sometime in the life of this body it has a meaningful input in the budget. So,
I nominate you.
There's a reason I'm not on the. I can't get there when the meetings are called.
This is the next one?
Yes,
I'll try and be there.
What we can do is have the staff input at that one, and then my understanding is we can have another input, another meeting or a special meeting for public comment.
Because my
budget is more finalized.
My one concern is what are the allocations being made to develop digital distribution? Because again, our audience is going to go siphoning away the people who have well-formed offerings online, and I don't know what the financial strategy is for funding that.
Hey, why don't you submit that to the finance committee?
Are there any more comments? Okay, good.
I'd like to suggest that the finance committee is in the evening so that the listeners and LSC members who are not on the finance committee can attend easily. I'd like to suggest that that meeting be devoted to a budget request from the public and from the LSC, and that the next LSC meeting have an hour discussion about the budget. It's a Saturday meeting, so we should be able to do that. That's a motion. Anyone second that?
Second.
A motion.
That's a motion. Second.
All right. Anyone second on that? Point of information.
Yes.
How does that comport with Sean's comment in the last line of the report?
Well,
being ready by June 18th. When is our next meeting? July.
Third week in July.
So that's more.
We have to step that up if that's the case. Good point. They're saying they're going to be ready after it.
No,
needs to be
June.
June.
June, not July.
It's just June.
So if there's no objection to that, I have one other request for the Finance Committee, which is one of the key issues has been this question of the Build Back policy and the way when National runs out of money to do programming in the national budget line and they do national programming, what happens is the station gets billed back. And a lot of times the station gets billed back without the manager having seen the bill ahead of time and authorized it. So if the Finance Committee this year could spend a little time on developing recommended policies for bill back, and accounting for billback so that we have an easy list and can see what money beyond central services is going to national and for what and when it was approved, that would be very nice.
Yes,
I'm wondering, some budget assumptions going into the next budget before we even look at the budget or before we even go out to the public, maybe with some forecasting in terms of the negatives that are going to be out there before we even go out to the public. That would be nice for the board to see and then have a staff recommendation. I don't know what assumption for you.
In
the budget world, you know, the whole budget cycle, there's assumptions that are made. So what are the assumptions that we're going into this budget?
So we're time on
this issue. Move to extend another 5 minutes.
Okay, go ahead. Here, second on extending 5 minutes.
Second.
Any objections to? Any more objections? 5 minutes.
Go ahead. I'll make a motion that we request that the business manager to provide us. The business manager in the budget has some balloons that pop up with some budget or something, but to ask him, or ask the manager to have the business manager provide us with a list of all the budget assumptions that have been incorporated.
Okay.
In other words, he's got them all in the spreadsheet already. Just that text alone is a good start.
Good.
You can
do
it as a printout.
The most important document that has the board you approved would be the budget. One of the most important documents as LSB members of the board would be to approve a budget knowing our forecast. Even if it is in the negative, what we're going to do, the negatives that we might carry forward for other years, or fundraising might be at a higher peak.
So the motion is that we ask the manager to arrange for the LSBs to be provided with a list of the budget
assumptions.
Could
you write that out, please?
The
secretary.
Just put it in there.
Okay, good.
To provide the email.
There you go. Thank you.
The LSB request that the GM ask the business manager to provide the email, the LSB, with the list of budget assumptions used in this budget.
Can you add the
finance committee?
The
finance committee
in
here too. We'd like to know what's going on.
Okay. The finance committee. And finance committee. Okay. Are there any objections to this motion? Hearing no objections, the motion is passed. And that concludes the finance report. And we're going to go to outreach. 10 minutes for outreach. Reza?
Yeah. If you have any question, I could answer it on ask this committee. But one thing we are actually doing, most of us, we are at the station almost every day trying to help Blueberry and going to different areas that we are to recruit some restaurant to donate food. For example, we went to Orange County ATLU chapter, are willing to provide donate dinner Thursday night. And also, we are preparing to have a town hall, meeting July 26th at the Leonard Park, 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. And there are a list of few other organizations that they donated food, and we are still going around, maybe recruiting few other restaurants to donate food. But last time, you remember, I dealt with the training class that Leslie, suggested to have a working group. But still, there are about 20, 25 students willing to come to a station to be trained to work at the station as a volunteer. But KPFK, the station does not offer nothing for these newcomers. We don't have news department, And even if, you know, we could ask few other expertise at the new department to train them, these, you know, the students from different colleges, they have to have something to, you know, to be involved at the station. The station does not have nothing. 2-3 people, Ernesto and Don Chris coming, and they prepare 3 minutes news, send it back there to KPFA, and the whole news department is closed.
Reza, didn't we pass a resolution to the effect of setting up a volunteer training program? And Leslie, didn't you submit that resolution?
I suggested that we form a working group to explore that with the station. That working group was not formed. I tried to suggest that if you're going to form a working group, if you're going to make a motion for a working group at a meeting, that it needs to be populated at that meeting, and I was shut down on that. So that's where that ended.
How would you like to handle this?
I would like to move that this body, that members of this body who are interested in being in this working group, set up a training program at the station, or to talk with the station about setting up a working group, volunteer directly to raise the floor during this meeting.
May I ask a question of anyone who can answer it? Does this body need to authorize such a committee, or can you just do it on your own initiative?
I would rather not do it on my own initiative, because, you know, I don't want to come back to this body and be told I was out of bounds.
Would you like to make a motion to that
effect? Information.
I just did.
I'd like to refer the board to the minutes of the last meeting at the bottom of page 1. Motion, populate outreach working group in June, passes without objection. And that's where it stood. It wasn't really shut down. It was never resolved how it was being populated.
I said at that time that if you form a committee group at a meeting, according to Robert's rules, it needs to be populated at that meeting. And I was told, no, that wasn't necessary. We could do that at this meeting. Mm-hmm. So here we are. I would like to move that anyone who wants to go to the station management and explore an apprenticeship or training program, volunteer tonight with Reza and organize to do that.
So you're making a motion on
that? I just said I move that, yes.
Okay, we
second
put you second that, okay. Second. Could you put that in some kind of writing or
I have a substitute motion. I move that the LSB request that the manager meet with members of the outreach committee to discuss how that committee can interface with the station. Because it sounds like there's not coordination. But I think the most important thing is the meeting of the manager with you.
And then
the
second.
Something.
Okay, Mr. Secretary.
Yes.
Do you have that motion?
Well, we have a motion on of last right. month's meeting that the LSB shall form a working group that outreach committee research path internship program and propose a brainstorming with staff approved without objection. The second motion was populate outreach working group in June, passed without objection.
So the original motion should be out of order because the motion's already passed.
There's no more authorization that is needed.
Right. Yeah, you don't need to do anything
else. I'm not suggesting authorizing. I'm suggesting populating it.
The whole thing is coordinating management.
Well, this is my motion is a separate topic, which is that we ask that the manager meet with Reza and the members of the outreach committee to discuss coordination of their efforts with the station.
The people that go to meet with them can populate the committee. You can always expand it later, folks.
What? Just
all right. I got a recommendation from Terry. Hold on a minute.
Is your motion on the table?
That you recognize Wesley's motion as a motion to take off the table, the motion postponed from the prior meeting.
It wasn't
now postponed. Right.
Oh,
the same motion.
Right.
I think that all that stands before us is populating the committee. And Leslie, why don't you Sean's very eager here. I'm going to if I can have my time. Go ahead, Sean.
Because I agree with Dave that this sounds very uncoordinated and we don't want to spring things on management. I would say let us put 2 to 3 people together as a committee that sits down with management, figures out the best way to put it all together, and then we can always expand the committee later on. I'd just like to see coordination.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
I think that may be a third motion, since Dave's motion was that the manager meet with the outreach committee. So we now have 3 ways, I'm not sure your way of doing it is much different.
Mine is to deal directly with populating a committee big enough to meet with the manager. We don't need 10 people from the LSB to sit down with management.
Chris just recommended, can we have any volunteers for this right now here? Any volunteers?
Volunteering for what?
Populate this committee?
About the possibility of a training program.
And just getting coordinated.
Any volunteers for that?
I volunteer.
Okay, Tracy? And you're volunteering for?
Yes.
Tracy,
I'm over there in the outreach committee, so.
Okay,
is this a committee?
Probably at LSB.
Of the LSB?
Yes, but it's an ad hoc committee of the LSB.
Okay,
ad hoc. So, let's take that.
So, what's the motion? Because there were 3 motions before, so.
What is the motion now?
I move that willing members of this body offer their services to explore a training program with station management.
That's what we're doing right now.
Coordinate. How about the word coordinate?
All right.
Coordinate.
You want them to do more than explore? I would say
coordinate.
To coordinate a training program with station management.
My recommendation is that everyone just withdraw their motions and let's just populate the committee.
Yeah. There you go.
Second.
Okay. Any objections to Chris's recommendation?
The only thing is, the one thing I wanted in there was that a record that the LSB has asked the manager to meet with a team spearheaded by Reza, since he's the head of the outreach committee. I would like to see that in there. It was asked manager to leave me, but
would you like to write that?
I thought it was simple. I can write it.
Could I say, to Brainio Dorma, I would not to hear, because Dave was involved before in training, and he knows that Dave.
I don't think that was the time.
I'm asking you, for people to be aware. Even, the manager, okay, and we bring these people to the station and train them. You remember, in every corner of the city demonstration, we had volunteers to go to different corners and communities to work with them.
I'm going to call the question on this. Could you read your motion again?
Actually, Dave amending it right now. And as soon as he gets done writing, if you can read my writing, Dave. Or we could do a stage for you between the two of us.
Okay, I have my phone. 9 says that the LSB asked the GM meet with the chair of the outreach committee and other interested LSB members to discuss coordination of outreach and training efforts.
Are you submitting that as a motion?
Yes.
I second the motion.
Are there any objections to the
motion?
Any objections you asked?
Yes.
The board. We're having public comment after.
Do you enjoy the comment?
I'm going to have public comment.
In the middle of the vote, what
time? I know, I'm not going to have
to. Before the vote, Joe is asking for.
Huh?
He's asking me to come before the vote. Not a procedural vote, so he's asking the second vote by speaking to
If I may, Mr. Chair, I think, if I noticed correctly, Mr. Reyes volunteered for this committee as well. And is that what you're speaking to? I would like to add to this motion that this committee include the chair of the outreach committee, other interested LSB members, and listener members of the outreach committee. Okay,
I object to that, Mr. Chair. Without prejudice.
I was recognized by the chair.
But we are at time, and the question is with call.
That's right. The question is called.
But I was recognized properly by the chair.
Can we just call the vote on
Downlight's resolution, a co-sponsored by Harrison Wheel, stated that before each motion,
Laura, if you've been ruled out of order, we're not taking public comment right now.
That wasn't
the
public.
So we're having vote time.
We're voting.
It was a point of order. I'll make
sure. So you can read the
motion. I think that what Mr. Reyes said is correct. That before we make a vote on anything, we have listener comment. So that listener comment can comment on what we're about to vote on before we vote instead of after.
We approved an agenda.
We have extra time, don't we?
We're at 9 o'clock and we're only a third of the way through the agenda.
We don't.
The same kind of
we didn't use all 10 minutes last time.
You're right.
For time's sake,
before you're moving, may I give a point of information?
Go ahead.
There was 3 minutes left of public comment that we did not use, that we are carrying.
We're time on this question. You don't want to hear from the public. I want to get through this.
Yeah.
I want to conduct some business.
Well, if you're going to have to hear them from later, why not hear them from him later?
I don't know.
This is melting down, folks. Let's deal with what we have to deal with.
Are we not voting on the motion?
Read the motion, please.
Without
the
comment.
Without the comment.
Going against
the read the motion.
But the policy has not been approved.
It wasn't before this board was here.
No.
I'm
going to speak out of order, actually.
No, you cannot speak out of order.
I'm going to speak out of order. I don't care if I'm out of order.
Okay, listen, hold it. You be quiet. Listeners who speak out of order are going to be asked to leave this meeting. You have no right to leave. You have no right to speak out of order. Don't cast a bone at me. I can cast it right back at you. Ruhol.
Can we take the vote?
Please read the motion.
Just read the motion, gentlemen.
Read the motion,
please.
Move that the LSV ask that the general manager meet with the chair of the outreach committee and other interested LSV members to discuss coordination of outreach and training efforts. Moved by Dave Adelson.
All in favor?
That's business as well?
Yeah. I object to voting prior to the list. I'm not voting for that reason.
Good.
Only.
And,
and I'd like that to be noted in the minutes.
Okay, Mr. Secretary, when you know Tracy's remark on the minutes, please. And opposed?
We are the public opposed. This vote should not be changed.
There's no abstentions.
Tracy?
I guess I'm abstaining. I'm not voting at all.
Yeah. Protest.
No votes.
Same thing. Which?
What I would say? It's not. No, it's not.
Point of arrogance.
No vote.
No
vote.
Donna?
I would like to suggest that the member of the public now make his comment.
What's that again?
I would like to suggest that a member of the public
got a couple more
now be allowed to make his comments.
It's 2/3 vote
now on the agenda.
Wait, that's not changing the agenda. We're going to call for public comment at various points in the agenda.
And we're following the agenda.
I just think that it may take us 3 minutes just to argue the case, and we might be better off giving the 3 minutes to the public.
At this point, because of the hostility that's brewing and where this is going, I'm going to go ahead and give the public 3 minutes to make their comment.
And then you're going to take a revote?
No.
Would the public mind if we give them a minute each so the three of you can speak, since I see three people want to speak? Is it just two people that want to speak?
Well, you got four people.
Is it just three?
You got 3 minutes to share.
Can I make that suggestion? Should I give you a minute each? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'll defer to a woman that has not
spoken. I would like us not to be intimidated by a public person or LSV person to run this show. We should run it properly with timing, with someone in charge, and what I'm seeing is like a mess. And this is not the way it's supposed to be. If this is the way it's going to run the station is going to be a reflection of what we're doing here. Thank you. No, thank you.
John?
Yeah, I believe we should let the listeners speak. The whole purpose of having listeners come to these meetings to take public comments from them in a meaningful time, and as Tracy points out, it's meaningful before you vote. I believe this was settled by a previous board. You guys are just ignoring that policy, and you're basically shitting on the listeners.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very bad philosophically, and it's a lot faster just to take the quick comment, restrict it to 30 seconds if you have to. You spent a lot of time arguing about it. You could have taken the comments and moved on. And you need to think this thing philosophically. Do you support the listeners or not? You want the listeners just to go away because you basically voted for the listeners to go away. It's abominable.
Well said.
Thank you, John.
It's almost like I don't even feel like saying anything because I really don't have anything good to say. I mean, if you're trying to encourage people not to be hostile, I think you need not to be hostile when you're doing it. And so, I mean, for the memory of Don White to be disregarded and Harrison Wheel, who came up with this resolution, so that there could be some democracy for the listeners, some proportionality, if you will. And the fact that this was completely disregarded, it really shows the disdain that some on this board have for listeners.
There's still 20 seconds.
Okay, my comment is that I was provoked into acting the way I did because the way this meeting is being run is out of control. Not because of the public, but because of the rulings that are being made. And if you're not going to listen to the public's going to get to the point where there's no justice and there's no peace.
Time. Thank you. Next personnel.
Thank you. Okay, that's the volunteers, right?
Yeah, we're moving on to populate on the commission now.
How many minutes would you like to give this? We are out of time. If you would like to extend,
move the
for the purpose of this.
2 minutes. And then all your lands for volunteers, right?
Whatever.
Just give it to
me. 3 minutes. Okay. Okay. Any volunteers? Are you volunteering?
Yeah.
Hey,
now what's going on?
Over. Yeah.
Could we please have an end to the crosstalk while we're trying to do business, Tracy? We're trying to get volunteers.
I wasn't speaking. I had my head turned. Do you mind?
Yeah.
I was turning my head.
I was referring to the conversation over there. We were trying to move on to
one thing. I didn't have anything. I didn't say one thing. You have no right.
I was speaking.
Ellie, you want to hear what we're saying, right?
Are we populating this working group right now?
Yes.
If they'll let us.
We're motivated.
Yeah.
Are you volunteering?
Yeah. I'm on the outreach. I've been motivated for years. Oh,
you got it, right?
I've got it. Who else? Anybody else?
Ali?
No, I'm not.
Anyone else want to join the committee?
I already said yes.
I agreed if it's done at the time I can make, I'll come. I'm not joining anything, but I'll come.
All right. So we have Ian, Lawrence, Tracy, and Dave, correct?
Potentially.
I just offered again on kind of on Dave's terms. Let me know when it is, and if I can be there, I will. This is the ad hoc committee so I thought you had a list of names. Can you read them again, Chairman?
Yeah. Okay, Ian Johnson, Lawrence Reyes, Tracy Hawkins, and Dave Adelson.
And
myself.
Leslie.
Pardon?
Myself.
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to personnel committee now.
I didn't have a chance to convene the personnel committee right in the middle of fund drive. Plus, I had to do a bunch of extra work for the special gay day programming on Sunday. And I don't know when we can schedule it, since we don't know when the end of this fund drive is going to happen. I'm looking at the 30th of June.
What day is that?
Tuesday.
And is that going to be what time?
Do you have a preferred time?
Some of the time, not during the middle of the day.
Like 7 p.m.?
A little bit.
Can I ask for further information?
Yes.
What's the purview of the, or what's the portfolio of the personnel committee? Because I don't know what role the LSC has in personnel issues, but what does the LSC committee do?
Primary function is the annual evaluation of the PDAGM.
Oh, thank you.
I believe that personnel committee voted to rename the committee the management review committee. Is that correct?
Should have been taken out and approved
that name change approved by this body. But also, the personnel committee should be beginning a program director search.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is that not only does the program director search and or management search occur from the personnel committee,
Actually, there is something that the LSB is supposed to do. It's supposed to approve policies, and you know, we still have like, you know, five different handbooks, personnel policies that, you know, overlap and contradict and whatnot, stuff going back to the 80s and as recently as 96 and perhaps later. So one of the things that the personnel committee was going to do and hasn't yet done is we were going to sort of go through those and try and streamline them into one personnel thing and figure out exactly where what our policies are as far as a you know, foundation, just so that we can have clarity, because it's like there's three different personnel handbooks.
Where are those exempt?
I've seen them. They're in your book somewhere. They gave you a book when you started the LSB.
I mean, the GM
shows.
In these personnel policies, is there something on behavior and ethics or how LSB board members should talk or refer to the public? Maybe some, you know, somebody help me. I don't work here. Revolutionary, you know.
Number one, we're supposed to work in a cooperative manner, and number two, we're supposed to have a whistleblower policy that's both confidential and anonymous. Those are the two that come right off the top of my head. But it's a four-page. You can get it. You can get it. I believe it's up on the webpage for the national office.
Well, I was raised in a traditional setting, so some of my values sometimes don't align to some of the values that are written on paper. I'm just trying to highlight that maybe we should take time in the next meeting or in some of these policies so we could review that, and maybe we all should agree to some of those.
What is information?
We're just asking. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and I want you to know too, it's a national policy, folks. It affects the whole network. Is that a motion?
I can make that into a motion.
Is that a motion,
Chair? You want to make a motion on that?
Yes, let's make that a motion.
Can I second that? What's the action you're asking for?
That in the next meeting that we review some of those points for our own behavior professionalism.
It's a national policy.
It's a national policy
that we review for our own education, but I don't think we could change it unless the
people. Then take 10 minutes on the agenda.
No, that's fine. No.
Okay.
I want everybody to read it beforehand.
I'm a true believer.
I have read it.
So that is the motion that in the next meeting we review the national policy that right now cannot be changed. I don't know. I would have
to review
that too. Let's
all
as a group review it in the next meeting.
I second it.
I believe this policy is on the Pacifica website.
Yeah.
So anybody wanting to look at it should go to the Pacifica.
That was not my motion.
I understand.
We're just trying to help you
get the motion on the floor and second it.
It was very specific.
The motion didn't
second it?
Did you write your motion out?
I will write my motion.
Okay. And on to the
Mr. Chair, while she's writing the motion, I just would like to address an issue about the personnel committee further. So my understanding is that is that all right? Can I do that?
Yes.
My understanding is that the bylaws say that the areas in which we have oversight with respect to personnel might have to deal with issues of EEOC issues, non-discrimination, if I recall. Beyond that, I'm not sure. And one of the things that has happened at other stations is LSPs have inserted themselves into personnel matters and gotten in conflict with national management, where the executive director would come to the national board and say things like, you know, or the managers would come and say, well, we have this going on with our, you know, LSP. I think some of that might have happened in Houston. So the point is just that the names matter. We used to have something called a management review committee. A personnel committee starts seeming to people like it encompasses other things. I think we should just be real clear about what the purview is. It's not a bad idea for the LSP. I've always advocated the LSP should know what the personnel policies are, so you could make recommendations to the manager about some of that. And if that was the purview, but being clear that it's not as though the LSP has authority over some of those matters, because one of the things that did happen when we had some personnel clashes, the LSP started to insert themselves into those personnel issues. So I just want to make sure that we're really clear about what is the scope of authority and then the scope of the part of it that's about recommendation.
Quick bit of information.
I'm clear if the member is suggesting that we should review what the purview is of the committee as this body has delegated to it. Because I think that it probably has had specifically laid out what delegated authorities and powers are. I think they're pretty clear. I think some people have, you know, interpreted because the word personnel is in there that it has some powers that it does not.
I don't
think that it in reality has done anything beyond its purview.
So there's a motion somewhere that states what it does and doesn't.
That created the committee, that named it, that whatever. So the point is, until the LSB changes the name, and I suppose the body can do that, but the point is it doesn't seem like it serves any real purpose.
Could I then ask just
I have a motion here.
I have that motion held and will forward it to this body.
That's what I was going to ask. Thank you.
And for our own edification,
I would also
that's
like
the
to
motion with the name change or the motion of what the body does?
What the body did.
Both.
When it created.
Both. When it created it as a personnel committee, it defined the body at that time.
What did it define when it was called originally the management review?
I don't recall, but I will dig through my records and see if I can find that.
I appreciate it.
I have a motion that the LSB charge the personnel committee to begin the search for a program director.
Second.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's the time.
Okay, we're out of time on this, and that is on our agenda.
What's
coming
up?
Charge?
Where is it?
Yeah, new business.
Task personnel committee.
Yeah, new business. Yes, it's already on the agenda.
Yeah. Okay, Rafina, have you got your?
That motion was to review the national policy of LSP members' behavior during public meetings. As a reminder of our conduct, action to take no more than 10 minutes at the next meeting.
Second.
It could be done in two.
I would like a second.
Okay. All in favor? Or any objections to her motion?
No objection.
No objection? Okay. Now we're going to take a vote on it?
No objections.
The voting's passed.
Very good.
The governance committee met and considered several items last night, but among the items that it did not consider was the matter of compensation for the secretary, because it considered that matter last time, and the matter was referred to the finance committee. And Finance Committee took no action on it. So I would like to move that the motion that the secretary be paid $125 per meeting be considered now.
Point of order. Is this the Governance Committee report?
Open. Yes, it is.
This was not discussed at our Governance Committee meeting?
It was the meeting prior.
And it was referred after that meeting to the Finance Committee.
Yes, but the Finance Committee did not act.
Right, but it became a motion of the body, the LSC, at that point, once it came forward from governance.
Chair, are we having discussion on the point of order, or is there a ruling at this point?
Yeah, go ahead. It sounds like it should be, the item should be for unfinished business, for which there's time allotted already.
All right, let's move on with the governance committee report. The governance committee dealt with a, excuse me, I'm just going to find my notes. The governance committee dealt with a motion that was passed on February 8, 2008 in support of programming that gives air to alternative views on 9/11. No action was taken on that motion of last year, and so the governance committee recommended 7-0 that the governance committee recommends the governance committee recommends that the LSB request that the general manager report to the LSB on progress for plans for implementing the motion on 9/11 truth programming, which passed February 8, 2008.
No order. In what way is that a governance issue? I thought the governance committee is responsible for how the LSB conducts its business.
It is the written purview of the governance committee to track motions passed by the LSB that have not been implemented.
Thank you.
So, is that being offered to the body now? I would call the question.
Anybody does anyone second that motion?
It's not a committee. It's not a committee. You don't need a second.
Can you reread the motion?
No, I have this paper here. Proposed from the governance committee, the LSB requests that the general manager report to the LSB on the progress and plans for the implementation of the motion on 9/11 truth programming, which passed February 8, 2008. That is the motion.
Can we just ask that it be amended, asked by whom? By this time?
By this time?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're asking for a status.
Who's phone?
It'll go off in just a second. I apologize.
Who's phone?
It'll go off in just a second.
I thought you had a soft shoe tap.
Yeah, I know. I apologize.
Right.
I thought I turned it off.
It's my jam. I smoke a cigarette.
Okay. Are there any objections to this motion?
Yeah. Excuse me, could we come to order, please? The chair has called this order and has asked a question.
Not on the public, but Rufina?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is it just only for this motion or all motions that have not been implemented?
This motion only pertains to that one motion from last year that was not passed. However, it is the purview of the governance committee to track the implementation of motions that were passed by the LSB that have not been implemented. And as chair of the governance committee, I would like to invite members to bring such motions to the governance committee's attention that they would like brought to our attention.
Okay, then. Is it each member's responsibility to bring those motions, or aren't they recorded by the government? Aren't they recorded in each of the meetings?
Yeah, but you're speaking of an ideal world where we're all going back and combing past motions, and I think that...
I was just not speaking about an ideal world. I was speaking about there's somebody who takes the minutes, so wouldn't we find some of those motions in the minutes?
Yeah.
You one would.
Okay. So is it part of the committee's scope? May I use that word? To look at those other motions that haven't been implemented, and we might, I don't know, this could be a recommendation if
yes.
you would take
yes,
it.
Yes, ma'am, and we are doing that, and I have requested of persons, including Grace and Israel, who have worked on that matter in the past, to bring that work to the Governance Committee meeting. But ultimately, because we are all volunteers, the call is put out to the body at large. If they are aware of something, or if there's a motion that is of concern to them, to bring it to our attention, because what can happen unless it's brought to our attention somehow?
Okay. Should we maybe make a recommendation to look in our archives that we have, or recorded minutes where we could research? Do we have some volunteers at the station, maybe?
Are you volunteering?
May I ask?
Sure.
What is the process that we have for implementation?
I think Rafina's point is well taken, and we don't have a standard policy for following through on motions. But I would like to request that Grace or Israel send out that final list of unfulfilled motions to the entire board. Could that be done?
We don't have a final list, as far as I know.
Or a list up to the point that last
the
year.
The point where we were.
The point where we were.
There's a matrix?
Yes, there is a matrix. With priorities. Okay. There is a matrix of this with priorities up through middle of 2008, I believe.
Something like that.
Okay.
Can I respond to that? We're already doing that. The rest of the request has already been made. It just hasn't been brought to us
yet. I am asking that they send it to the entire board.
Well, we've got a motion on the table.
Okay.
Okay. Can I?
Wait a second.
I just want to point out that anything you're aware of that this body has voted for and is, you know, that management or this body is not living up to is, you know, just bring it to the governance committee, come to a meeting, send us an email, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Obviously, there are a couple members who had done work in the past and had aggregated what past motions there were and what the progress was, but that was up to a certain point, and we still don't have that product in our hands.
Okay.
This was brought by one member who had found a motion that we had passed without a whole lot of objection. It wasn't particularly controversial. And then management basically sort of went around a process which we had established, which is that if management doesn't like what we're suggesting, that management says, hey, I'm not going to do it, here's why, or sort of respond, so that we have some sort of reasonable dialogue with management. Management did in this case was say, gee, this, you know, we're not going to do this, and then didn't talk about it, didn't mm-hmm. say anything, and then a year later we're told, well, we kind of just didn't prioritize that. And so what we're trying to do is follow up on something that's clearly failed in terms of management response, and we just want to report from management. We want to remind management that the motion was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might find out that there are other areas like the ice rates, for instance, stuff like that, and that was brought up last night at the meeting. So as time goes, the governance committee should be bringing these kinds of things through, because as people forget that we passed a motion.
I mean, it would be good as a body when we pass motions, as you said in the past, that would be a good performance indicator for us that we're just passing motions just to pass motions, or we're passing motions that increase our listenership. So I would most definitely would like to volunteer and maybe see them to help us focus in terms of policy as a board. So I really appreciate the work that's being done by the committee. And I think there's tools that could help us, especially with the technology that we have, because we are going to be judged based on those motions that we pass and how those motions are going to be seen in terms of pushing the agenda and increasing our listenership in a real difficult time. So I thank the committee for the work, but I think we need to, as a board, look at those motions and some of the past motions,
maybe reflect a time and a crisis that was going on.
Chris, any comment on the motion or something? Is there an objection to the motion?
Is this an objection to the motion on the table?
No, Chris.
I have a rough note there in handwriting on pieces of paper, not in electronic form. If somebody wants to arrange to sort them out, because different people came to the committee meeting, the working group meeting, and made a different prioritization, it was not put in electronic form, the task was not completed, it would be senseless to send 50 pages or so of incomplete prioritization to the board. It's not in a form to be sent. It's not in any kind of finalized form. So, I don't know what you want me to send, and, I'm not willing to send 50 pages of hard copy around to the board. If there's somebody who wants to work on it some way, but it's not in a finalized form.
Okay, we're at time on this. So,
point of order, Mr. Chair, didn't you call for a vote on this? You basically asked if there were any objections.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm there.
So the point is either you heard an objection or you didn't.
Right.
So either we asked it or we didn't at this point.
Are there any objections to this motion?
Proposed from Governance Committee, the LSB requests, excuse me, I've just got to find another piece of paper. I can't read the motion right now. Well, all right, the Governance Committee requests. No, this is not a tip. This is not the right one. There's a lot of people that can't respond to the answer.
Basically asked the manager to report back to us on the status of the motion that we passed in February 8th, 2000.
I've got it.
Yeah.
Proposed from the Governance Committee, the LSB requests that the general manager report back to the LSB on the progress and plans for the implementation of the motion on 9/11 truth programming passed February 8, 2008.
Any objections? Hearing no objections, the motion was passed. Okay, public comment.
Stand up on that's pretty clever to have such a vote on such a substantial motion, which I support 9/11 truth program way overdue. But I have here substantive actions that have not been implemented. And this was given to me by a person who would remain anonymous at this point. So I do have files of stuff that has been passed and hasn't been implemented, such as the program council motion. There's a whole lot of stuff that hasn't been implemented. I appreciate your affinity for 9/11, but I think ethically, it would have been more advisable for governance to look at all the motions that have not been implemented. So I'm hoping. I'm also not getting minutes from the governance committee meeting. I get the meeting announcements, the notices, but for some reason, I'm not getting the minutes. I don't know why. Maybe my email gets lost when it's time to send out the minutes. Whatever it is, I'm hoping that I'll get back on the list. This is what I have, and I'm not grandstanding. I'll be more than willing to show it to anybody.
Okay.
Lawrence, you're a member of the Governance Committee, and I appreciate it if you'd come to a committee meeting with those documents, and we'll deal with it. Well, that way, we're all volunteers. How much time do we have?
Information? Are those program council motions?
Some of them. There's some program council.
Because I don't know if the member of the public is aware that the governance committee doesn't have any purview over things done by the program council, rather only things from the LSB.
I'm a separate
body.
I'm just referring to the motions that have been passed.
But my point is, only motions passed by the LSP.
By the LSP.
That's what I was going to do.
I would refer to the
number five
that I've done. I'm referring to the other three motions that have been passed. Do not undermine me.
Time.
They are not chaff.
Time, please. Okay, Program Oversight Committee.
We didn't meet this month. Sherman was out of town. We haven't, the fund drive is on. We, have worked with management to help create the Listener Program Advisory Council, which hasn't yet started, so we didn't really have anything to work on in the meantime. We're going to probably have a meeting coming up in the next couple weeks. Fortunately, Sherman is not here, so we'll have to get together and hopefully schedule a time. If we don't already have one scheduled. We've got public comments.
We've got public comments, yeah.
We're doing public comments.
Yeah, we've got public comments. Okay.
So don't use Ian Pound, okay?
May I ask if any of the other public would like to speak? Yeah. We are at public time. There are another 8 minutes left.
I just heard that when you have a committee meeting, chairperson not available, the committee doesn't meet. That doesn't make any sense to me.
That was one of the reasons why we didn't meet. We didn't have a reason to meet generally, and she happened to be out of town.
Okay, so. I've heard that before. This is not the first time I heard that, and I'm saying that I don't think that's appropriate, in my personal opinion. And secondly, I would like to ask the question that I don't get an answer about the volunteer trainees that are going to be the students, and where are the other people who would like to volunteer at the station to work and are not given any positions or time or place or availabilities, and what are the students going to get in terms of credit or what's going to happen with that? So those are the kind of questions I just want to raise. I don't need the answers. Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Yeah, very quickly. Please ask for public comment right before you have substantive vote. Mm-hmm. That's the whole philosophy of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Please follow it.
Anyone else? No further public comment. We will move to P&D reports.
It's a very simple P&B report in terms of actions. The P&B Personnel Committee is in the midst of a search for a new ED for the foundation. And also, the P&B reaffirmed the National Election Supervisor's decision to extend all election dates but certification by 2 weeks. That's all the actions that we got through at the last P&B meeting. Any of my colleagues of the P&B want to add to that? There it is in a nutshell. Oh, and the deadline is national. I just want to reaffirm that. That the deadline extension is national and will affect the whole network.
Thank you.
Resident.
How many executive directors have already applied for the job?
I wouldn't want to give you a false number, Priya. I would have to check, and I don't know off the top of my head. Because we're getting resumes and things every day, so I don't want to give you a bad number.
What's the status of old minutes in searchable form? And I'm asking for a specific reason, because there's one particular motion I was thinking about today that we passed a while ago, which was that any document in the board package should indicate its revision history, who produced it and when. And it's particularly important as you're shifting people over, because what ends up happening in Pacific is there's a document, and, oh, well, this is like my employment agreement. We've had letters, we've had other things. Oh, yeah, this is the agreement about this and that, or this was the policy. It doesn't say who put it in there, when they put it in there, when it was revised, or anything. So I'm hoping that motion on record keeping gets implemented and that you guys bird dog it. So that, because again, people report something.
The legislative history.
This is our policy. Exactly.
Okay.
And it should just be a standard practice. Nothing goes in the board packet without a revision history and indication of elaboration. So that you know the difference between drafts and approved things. For it's also supposed to include when it was approved.
I would like to back up even more and try to get our minutes off to the national office, where all minutes are supposed to be kept from all the stations, and we don't even do that.
So Mary Bird was supposed to, well, I was chair, we kept trying to get it from the secretary, and there's about 2 years of that best body minutes, which is sort of my fault, but it would be nice if it's up there in searchable form. In the way the 2004 resolutions are up at WBI.net. It's a list of the meetings and the motions. You can find everything we did that year, and it would be really great to have those.
Just to supplement a little bit what Sean had to say, we are also searching for a CFO, not just an ED. We are in active search process for that. I cannot tell you how many candidates have applied because we haven't been given that information. And I believe and Grace, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that application period ended on May 20th. So applications are no longer being accepted, as far as I know. Though there may be exceptions to that.
For either position?
For either position.
Could you guys give us a sense of our financial status? There was talk a while ago about, we need a loan. Do we still need a loan? Are we cool? Have we paid things back?
I think we'll save that for the IDs report.
Yeah.
It's a point of information. I had actually heard someone say that, I think in an IED report, that WBAI was had received a 3-week notice at one point and was, hundreds of thousands of dollars in behind. And then I had heard something written by Tony Riddle, I guess, that said that, in fact, there was a check going the other way at the time we were receiving the 3-week notice. And that we really weren't all that behind because it was a fiscal year numbers shift. So, in fact, that there really wasn't the crisis that we were being told.
Any other comments or questions?
Was ever the resolution of the timing of affiliate elections, and has the bylaws been amended so that you can do affiliate elections in a way that's authorized?
I wouldn't want to speak to that until I talk to the elections committee. But I'll note that, and I will check that out.
Has the election of affiliate direct, has the procedure, Terry, do you happen to know you follow this thing? Did they ever approve election of affiliate directors so that it could be done, so that they can be seated with the rest of the board without
I don't know if the TND approved
that. That was approved.
That's my recollection.
Mm-hmm. Could you guys let us know when the deadline is for the recommendation of people as affiliate directors? If we could just find out what the timeline is. We know people at other stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll check it. I'll check that for you.
I think it's sometime in November.
Whenever it is.
It should be posted.
It'd be real nice if it was posted to the GRC list, because that's where all of the community radio folks who would want to subject themselves to that can see it.
Any other comments? Okay, we have a GM report. The GM was not able to be here tonight because of the fund drive. We need to get up early.
We have the AED report.
That's right.
Because I'm explaining this and then I'm going.
Explain it. Get on. What the confusion?
move it back to you too.
Yes, you're right. There is a CMD and IED report.
Okay. I first like to give like a 1 minute report as the CMD director, and that is that there is going to be an in-person Pacifica National Board meeting on the weekend of July 24th. In New York.
Oh, thank you.
So.
And that date is solid now.
That's solid. The board was polled, and that was the date that the most people were available. The venue has been found, and it looks good.
Thank you.
July 24th through July.
Can you repeat that again?
26th, right?
24th, 25th, 26th.
Yeah, okay. Can you repeat that again?
Okay. So, the next thing is Ian Johnson. I'd like to answer your question, but if you don't want to hear the answer, he's inside.
He'll be indisposed for a few minutes.
We'll be back in a minute.
Okay, so we'll go on to the report. All the station fund drives so far, KCFK is in the middle of one right now, have improved in performance over the winter drive. Although WPFW and KPFT came in 10 to 13% under budget from last report, that is still a lot better than the 20 to 25% shortfall in the winter drive for those stations. According to LaVarne Williams, interim CFO of Pacifica and acting general manager of WBAI, the WBAI fund drive, fund drive that just concluded on Saturday, May 30th, raised over $839,000. The goal for this drive in the fiscal year 2009 budget was $672,000. According to James Ross, chair of the National Finance Committee, quote, this is very good news. The budget goal was actually $672,000, so we beat that by $160,000. For comparison, the winter drive did $545,000, and last spring did $608,000 in two fewer days. This is the best WBAI drive in over 2 years. And according to Indra, the business manager of WBAI, it's the best of the last 12 drives at WBAI. KPFA came in just about met its budgeted goal. It might have come in $5,000 to $10,000 lower. I don't have the final figures, but that was a lot better than the winter drive. They were 50% under budget in the winter drive. KPFA has been finalizing details for its restructuring plans. KPFA has also successfully completed the hire of a new information technology director. They also replaced a website director. Rather than go on, I have limited time here, but the we have hired Les Radke, the National Election Supervisor, has hired local election supervisors for all five stations. The nomination period for the elections has been moved forward to July 15th. And to answer Dave's question, it looks like because of the effect of austerity measures that were taken at most stations in the fall, it looks like we will probably, and because of the recovery at WBAI, although it's tenuous, it looks like we will be able to come in close to budget. I don't think we're going to have huge shortfalls by the end of the fiscal year. We're still in a tenuous position. WBPFW is in very poor financial shape right now in terms of having at least three failed fund drives. The last three fund drives were failed, but they still have reserves at that station. The fund drives at KPFT have been weak, but that station still also has reserves. So it does not look at this time. We're not actively searching for a loan at this time to address Ian's question regarding New York. Mr. Riddle stated that there was no eviction notice for WBAI's office. rental space. That's correct. There were, however, 2 3-day notices to quit at that station. There was a difference between a 3-day notice to quit and an eviction notice. 3-day notice to quit happens first, an eviction notice happens next. A 3-day notice to quit is very serious because it can have very damaging repercussions to our credit as a foundation, because we're responsible as a foundation. It is untrue that LaVorne Williams contacted the landlord of the office rental space and the tower rental space and got exact written details of what was owed and what was not owed. It's correct, what Mr. Riddle said is correct, that a payment was made in March, but the payment made in March was for arrears from 2008. At the time that LaVorne Williams got the information from the landlord, WBAI was 4 months in arrears in the office rent, 2 months in arrears at the tower rent, that's per the landlord. The first 4 months of the office rent had not been paid through April. Ms. Williams is now the acting general manager of WBAI, has been paying the rent and making up for past shortfalls, and we are catching up with the rent at that station. So that's the correct version of what happened at WBAI. And it looks like we're going to be able to, I'm not saying that we're necessarily in perfect shape, but it looks a hell of a lot better now than it did after the winter drive, a hell of a lot better, because the stations are righting themselves. They are recovering. In the winter, there were 4 failed fund drives out of 5. KPFK was the only drive that met its budgeted goal. The most recent set of fund drives came in with a lot better numbers. And adjustments are being made by the stations to bring them into budget balance by the end of the fiscal year.
I just wanted to point out a couple things. For one thing, when it comes to budgeted numbers on the fund drives, they are eventually coming up to the number they're supposed to meet, but they're blowing way over the days they're supposed to be going to do it, which costs us audience in the long run. If you take 26 days to do your fund drive instead of 15 or 10, people tend to tune out a lot during the fund drive. So just that's what we notice, is that we lose numbers arbitron.
That is incorrect. WBAI, one of the things about WBAI fund drive, most recent fund drive, is that the daily average was coming in between 20% and 32% above the daily average of prior drives, depending upon what drives it was compared to. So therefore,
I thought I was recognized.
I was responding
to something that wasn't a question. I was responding to a statement I wasn't making. The statement I was trying to make was that KPFK, when it made its budgeted fund drive goal, didn't make its real goal, which was to make an X amount of money in so many days. In fact, we have to keep going longer to make the goal. So we're not really making our goal. It's like saying, we needed 5 quarters to get, to win the game in football. They don't give you that extra quarter unless you're tied at the end. So in any event, what I'm trying to point out is that it doesn't help us to meet our budgeted goal by extending our drives and driving away our listeners. I'd also like to point out that the drive that's so successful in New York is 20% better than a bunch of drives that we were considering abysmal. So this is a small improvement. And in fact, there was letters put out by people who had been telling people to boycott. So that may be just reflecting the fact that people who are no longer boycotting are giving money to the station.
Right.
This may not be anything to do with the long-term health of the station. And anyway, I also wanted to point out that if we're talking about a 3-day notice to quit or an eviction notice, that's also an opportunity for us to reassess the upside-down cost structure at BAI, which is that we're paying $500,000 a year before we even put out a single note or word, just for the tower and the office rental, which no other station has to deal with.
Mr. Chair, point of information, is this a filibuster?
No, I'm simply trying to address a couple points.
Well, I think we're in the middle of an IEB report.
And I have a question for the chair.
Would you recognize the chair?
I'd like to hear
the point of information.
There's
a point of information. I don't have to be recognized.
Yes. Really? You don't have to be recognized?
Not a point of information. Yes.
Point of information.
Point of information. Did the member have a question?
I did. I actually asked a couple questions, but I also made some statements. That's all I did.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay, the first thing is, there's nothing in the budget that specifies how many days. The budget gives a budgeted drive for each fund drive. It doesn't specify the number of days that the fund drive has to take, how long it has to take. And the upside, revenue upside at WBAI was extremely significant, especially since it indicates that less days in the future will be needed to reach the budgeted goal. This is the first time in 12 drives that this is the most successful drive financially at WBAI in a shorter period. This is the most successful drive of the last 12 drives. It's been years since that station has made as much money in as short a time. So the KPFK last fund drive, the winter drive, was one or two days past it wasn't like 6 weeks was added to the KPFK drive. I think that when we're talking about merging state stations, the most important thing, especially in this poor economy, is to balance our budget, improve our revenue, and keep our stations in healthy shape by balancing our revenue with our expenses. And that has to take priority above lesser issues. In terms of the...
make the mission.
The rental at WBAI, that the lease for the office rental expires in December 2012. We've had lawyers look at the lease. They can find no way out of it, no easy way out of it. The estimates of moving the station are a minimum of $200,000 just for the move. So even if the landlord, by some miracle, released us from our lease, at this point in time, we don't have the money to move the station, even if we had free rent someplace else. So, I understand the fact that station has very high overhead, but we're doing the best we can to improve the performance of the station overall so that station can again be bringing in revenue more than it's spending in expenses.
There were a time on this issue, so we have to
motion to extend 5 minutes.
Okay.
Second the 10 minutes.
Relatively is an expo.
May I be on?
Yes, I do.
Can I get on after everyone else who hasn't spoken?
I'd like to make three statements. Please feel free to correct me if I'm mistaken here. It is my understanding that Mr. Riddle, WBAI, made a... Excuse me.
That's
out of
order.
Yeah.
Just trying to get the stack together, folks.
Yeah, we're trying to get the stack together.
Leslie will wait to make a comment until you guys are done getting your stack together.
I'm going to interrupt here. I'd like the secretary to note that Ms. Larkins has been ruled out of order three times, and she continually
has been
ruled
out of order.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go back to the comment of speaking out of turn. He was not recognized by the chair, and he is making fact the chair and the record that are not endorsed. I'm speaking because you
would have to chill out because you spoke.
I move that we chill out.
Second.
Or you could just sit there and be quiet like everybody else.
I move that we all chill out.
Just relax,
okay?
Second this. No. Remember the public here is out of order constantly. Not 5 minutes go by without a comment.
Well,
I'm
sorry,
I'm not saying that
a member is out of order from the public when we are out of order. Before we point the finger,
Rubino,
you out of order.
I'm out of order.
Nobody in this room.
I'm out of order.
And the chair should keep everybody.
Thank you, Jeff.
You too.
Steve, Chair, I make a motion that we adjourn. Yeah. Things have boiled over.
That's what you want to do. It's time.
Now. This is J.U.'s
chief
Over and over and over again. I thought you forgot the leader.